You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Antibiotics save lives, and they are critical tools for treating a number of common and more serious infections, like those that could lead to sepsis. However, one of the most urgent threats to the public health right now is antibiotic resistance. Joining us live in studio today to talk more about this is Dr. Harold Kunz with Salzer Health. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first, just talk to us about the reason for antibiotics in the first place.
Antibiotics treat bacterial infections that cause really significant illness. And before the 1920s, those treatments weren't available, and many people died from very curable illnesses that we think of today as curable. Since the development of antibiotics, millions of lives have been saved with the treatment for these really fantastic medications.
I mean, so you're talking things like, you know, ear infections. I mean, but it's bacterial, not viral.
That's correct. Antibiotics are wonderful for bacterial infections. They don't work at all for viruses.
So how have we gotten to this point, though, where we're seeing really an overuse sometimes of antibiotics?
Well, I think that it's evolved because as healthcare providers, we want to help our patients, and when they come in and they're feeling ill and we have something that we think might help them, then we want to prescribe that. And on the other side of that, patients come in and they're just looking for something to help. So in general, if someone comes in with a stuffy nose and a cough, the thought was for many years, well, we'll just give them an antibiotic. Maybe that will help. Maybe it will prevent something worse. And that was flawed thinking.
Because normally what we know now is those tend to be viral infections.
That's correct on two points. One is that antibiotics don't help viruses. And number two, the thinking that, well, we'll just give them this medicine and maybe it will help. That's not true. Antibiotics have significant side effects and can cause very significant illnesses and even death.
So then there's, I know every time, you know, I've been given an antibiotic or one of my kiddos has, it's like, you know, finish the entire dosage because you do start feeling better. So then you might think, well, I'm good. I don't need it. Why do you need to take that entire round of medication when it comes to an antibiotic?
Well, two points here. One is that the antibiotic takes a certain amount of time to work and to take care of the infection. If you stop partway through, then because you feel better, those organisms can develop a resistance to the antibiotic, and you haven't killed them, you've just made them sick. And then when they get better, they're stronger than they were when they started.
So then a new antibiotic round may not work at that point?
It may not work. They may be resistant to the one you used. Then the reflex is to, well, we'll try a different one. And if the person doesn't finish, the same thing can happen. Also, we've learned over the last couple of decades that maybe the courses we've been prescribing were too long. And that makes a higher probability that someone would have a reaction or an abnormal response to it. Generally speaking, the courses of antibiotics that we're using now are shorter than when I started doing this over 30 years ago.
We're talking with Dr. Harold Kunz with Salzer Health, talking about antibiotics and the overuse and how there can be a resistance to it. So when should an antibiotic be prescribed? Like, what should patients be asking for when it comes to an antibiotic?
In general, bacterial infections have slightly different symptoms than viruses. It can be hard to tell them apart. I'd be the first to agree to that. But in general, if you're talking about urinary infections, those are often bacterial. The difficult ones are the respiratory infections, the things like sinus infections and upper respiratory infections, coughs, bronchitis. For many years, people would come in and we'd diagnose them with bronchitis and send them out with an antibiotic. Now we know that bronchitis really doesn't respond to antibiotics.
Really?
Really. The bronchitis shouldn't be treated with antibiotics. The Centers for Disease Control recommends against doing that. Equally, sinus infections often are viral, and if we treat the symptoms with ibuprofen or Tylenol or and some cough medications over the counter, often people will get better within 10 days or so. We'll see people coming in, and they feel bad, and we want to help them. But if they're there in the first 2 or 3 days, the greatest likelihood is that's going to get better by itself, and an antibiotic won't help and may cause harm.
What should people be asking if a doctor wants to prescribe them an antibiotic, just to make sure that maybe this is what they should be taking or possibly not be taking?
That's a really great question. Many times people come in with the idea that they just need an antibiotic to get better. And I have a very difficult time, and most of my colleagues would agree to this, I think, that it's sometimes a difficult thing to convince someone that they don't need it. When you do need it, in general, you'll have a fever of probably over 101. You may have other more severe symptoms, and the provider is trained to walk you through that and find out what the symptoms are that are more common with bacterial infections, and then help you make a choice. I think the best question for a patient to ask when they come in is, do I really need an antibiotic, and not, can I have an antibiotic?
I've been reading more and more how really this antibiotic resistance and really the overuse of antibiotics is leading to really an urgent public health concern. Would you say that's accurate?
Oh, I think so. Just as a reference, in 2018, the CDC said that there were something like 47 million prescriptions written for antibiotics that were unnecessary. And you might ask, well, what would the harm from that be? There were at least 23,000 deaths from those prescriptions that were attributed to resistant antibiotics. And if you also count other illnesses and other conditions that can be caused by antibiotics, that number of deaths is more like 45,000 per year.
So if there is a resistance to an antibiotic, I mean, are we going to see people getting sicker or possibly dying from things that we were able to treat? And as you said, I mean, because we saw that before the 1930s when antibiotics, you know, came on the scene.
Yeah, that's a real risk. It's one of the things that the Centers for Disease Control and infectious disease doctors are very, very worried about, that common illnesses that we think of as totally curable may not respond to our treatments, and those can lead to deaths.
So we just as patients, but also the medical profession, just need to be more aware of when we should be using antibiotics.
I think it's a shared responsibility. It's up to me as your healthcare provider to know and be up to date on what things will really respond to antibiotics and which antibiotics to use. 30% of all antibiotic prescriptions are unnecessary, according to the CDC, excuse me. And the other 70%, a lot of those are the wrong antibiotics used for the wrong amount of time. So as providers, we have a lot of work to do. But as healthcare consumers, I think it's really important to be aware what antibiotics can and can't do, and to question your healthcare provider about, is this really necessary for me?
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this and really getting us up to date on this issue, because as you said, I mean, this very much is a healthcare concern that we all need to be talking to our healthcare providers about.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Dr. Harold Kunz with Salzer Health. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.